I'm Don.
And I'm Kate.
And welcome to Because Reasons,
a multimedia redemption podcast
where we take your beloved guilty pleasures in movies, books, and more
and decide whether or not
they're worthless trash. Hey, everybody. Happy Halloween. Happy Thanksgiving. Let's see. Anything else that we forgot? I don't think so. We've been on drugs, for, like, oh God, how long has it been, Kate? Like, 2 months? Yeah, we just went on this, like, bender.
And by drugs, you mean caffeine and long work hours.
Yes. yeah. We really enjoy the drug of choice, from El Starbucks-o. It's this great southern line that I need intravenously when working these long work hours. Sorry it's been like a month without a show, you know.
We did record a show.
We did record a Halloween show, and the audio was
really bad.
It was bad.
We love you too much to subject you
we
to that.
We had this
audio.
Great idea for this group show where we were all going to talk about our favorite Halloween movies. So just know that we did that for you. We had a good time.
We did.
We drank a lot of wine. We are not going to subject you to the final product of that episode, so we are just going to move on, pretend like it never happened, and continue with Because Reasons. So today, Catherine.
Yes.
Catherine, my Catherine.
Oh, dear.
If there is ever a drinking game based on Because Reasons,
it'll be how often.
Somebody no, just sort drank.
It's sort of like if I were to look at you and go, so Ross is it?
Oh, no, Ross and Carrie for the win. Today, actually, I think we are doing one of our very first submissions to the show.
Well, we've done some submissions.
We have done some submissions.
But usually we're directing where the submission should be.
Yes. Yeah. No, this one was kind of our first blind submission, what we didn't know was coming. We weren't looking for a specific genre or anything.
And we'll see how this goes.
This could be interesting. This could be interesting. So Kate, who are we talking to today? Who wrote in?
This message we got in was from Romy Drix.
Romy Drix.
I'm terrible at name pronunciation, sorry. It's a thing. And it is about a little known film called Kung Fu Fury.
No, just Kung Fury.
It's Kung Fury. There's no foo?
No. Do you see a
it's
foo?
It's fooless.
Do you see a foo? It says Kung Fury. They did not forget the foo. There is no missing
no foo.
It is not Don and Kate in the case of the missing foo.
I would watch that.
We are not in a Hardy Boys novel.
I'm curious to see if there is foo and it's just been mislabeled.
Oh, God. What is foo now? Isn't that pho?
It's the missing ingredient.
In apparently this movie we haven't seen
it's
yet.
It's the missing ingredient to the Powerpuff Girls. You know that, like, secret X?
Oh, God.
That he drops it? It's the foo.
Are we about to become the Powerpuff Girls? Is that what you're saying?
I think you would be Bubbles.
Oh, no.
You would be Bubbles.
I'm 100% Buttercup.
What?
No. Yes.
You're Bubbles. You're the happy one of... Like, oh, look,
no,
I can fight crime and wear this fetching blue outfit.
I'm 100% Buttercup, especially around the holidays. Though I will say I don't work retail anymore, so I'm a little less Buttercup-y.
Who's the third one?
Blossom. She was the leader, the redhead.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody hated her.
Yeah.
But you love her.
You're not butch enough to be Buttercup.
Oh, stop. I hate you. Death. Death and shame.
So anyway... On about Fu.
So, Kung Fury. So, I had no idea what this movie was. We looked it up. At the time that this was written in, it was a 30-minute long YouTube video.
Yes.
And that was it. And that Romy wrote in and said that this movie apparently has been making the rounds online. Everybody's talking about it. It's on YouTube of all places and blah. And to be perfectly honest, we kind of filed this email away and did some other things and kind of forgot about it. Well, I turn on Netflix streaming the other day. And
yes,
up there on my recommended movies, like number two is this movie Kung Fury. And I was like, oh my God, this is like becoming a thing. So I get onto Rotten Tomatoes. It has an, as of this recording, an 88% audience score. And the one critic review gave it a glowing, like, fresh rating.
Of, oh, it's so much fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It hits the right points. It's blah, blah, blah. It's still a 30-minute movie.
Yeah.
Which I thought, what I was telling Kate when we were discussing doing the film was, you know, very often we watch movie, you know, it doesn't really matter the genre, but we go, you know, after about 45 minutes, I was kind of done.
Sort of like you and Monty Python of like, half hour, great, and I'm done.
Right. It's like, if you had kind of just stuck to a few bits and yeah. this had been shrunk down to about half an hour, I would probably love that movie.
So this could be a really good thing.
This could be awesome. It has a 5-star review on Netflix. It has an 88% audience score, and the single review is fresh. So what are the reasons why this is such a redeemable movie?
Okay, and this is Romy?
Romy Drix,
yes. Romy Drix.
Hi, Romy.
Hi. How's it going?
You know, I'm doing well. How are you?
You're, wait.
Oh, well, I'm no. sorry. Did I just disassociate again?
Yes.
Oh, I am not Romy.
Multiple people today.
Oh, God. Drink.
Oh, Romeo.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Anyway.
Next are the puns.
It's so good.
Oh, God.
It's been a while since you've been punished in quite this way.
Oh, that was so good. That was a good
so
one.
So good.
Okay.
Okay, sorry. We're easily distracted because we haven't seen each other in quite a while. And there's missing happening. Yeah.
So.
So, Romy's reasons being that it's, you know, she?
She?
I don't know these things.
You are terrible at this. You're really bad.
How you can't tell from a name like Romy.
Okay. Continue.
It's not like a Steve or something that's usually pretty gender associative.
If you're a girl and your name is Steve, I'd like you to write in and
actually,
say that names
are...
Actually,
I knew a female Stevie.
Stevie Nicks! Hello! Hello! There you go. Ha!
Anyway,
terrible example.
I am gender neutral when it comes to observing other people.
Well, then just call her Romy, please.
So, Xi... Or however you're pronouncing the gender neutral.
Isn't it J? Jim? J? Jer?
So this dude writes in that she has an adoration for all things 80s and enjoys cheesy cinema from time to time and keeps being recommended Kung Fury. It's supposed to be a parody of an 80s cop show and cop shows in general. Now, at the point of us getting messaged, Romy hadn't seen it but said that her son kept telling her to watch it, and it's hysterical and truly awful.
So I think, Kate, that this is kind of one of those points when we've discussed in the past the idea of can parody be
good
movie, you know, a good movie. And I think that this might be a good example. A, it's only 30 minutes, so we're not going to waste too terribly much time just in case it's terrible.
It's an excellent quality in a movie that might may or may not be good.
So I think... I think this would be a good time to actually talk about and what might be a better meteor topic after we've seen it. Because I take it, you've not ever really seen much in the way of parody films.
You don't have to jump off the cliff to know you won't like it.
You know, I just found out you've never seen Airplane.
Nope.
Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Nope.
The original Scary Movie.
Nope. I saw the third one, not good.
Well, no, because by that time, I don't think the Wayans brothers did the third one. The Wayans brothers did the first two. Oh, God. The Naked Gun.
Nope.
Spaceballs.
Nope.
Star Wars parody. I
saw Scream. All of the Screams.
That is about as barely parody as I think we could get. Okay.
But it's not that I don't seek them out actively.
So I think it'll be interesting. This is kind of your first introduction to consciously watching a comedic parody film.
Yes, I am.
It is only 30 minutes long. So from what I know of parody films, you just realize it is going to be farcical.
Okay.
And probably nonsensical.
I'm prepared.
Okay.
I can do this.
So we are going to go watch Kung Fury. We'll be back in 30 minutes. But in your eyes, in your ears, how do you view podcasts again? This is an oral experience, right?
I think it's sort of like a topical cream.
Okay. Okay. So rub the lotion on the skin.
Or else, you know, the hose.
Gets the hose again. And if there's a trailer, we're going to play it now. If not, you're going to hear some wonderful sound effects, and we'll be right back after we've seen Kung Fury.
Hey, you got a permit for those guns?
I've got your permit right here.
We have an ongoing shootout at 24th and Northwest Street.
I'm on it.
He's a kung fu renegade cop.
I don't want to hear it, Kung Fury. I've just been to City Hall. You just destroyed an entire city block, for Christ's sake.
I quit.
Now he must defeat the most evil kung fu master in the world. Adolf Hitler, a.k.a. Kung Fuer.
Hitler, he's the worst criminal of all time. When did you kill him?
I can hack you back in time to Nazi Germany, just like a time machine.
Oh no!
I went too far back in time. This is the goddamn Viking Age. I'm a cop from the future. I need your help.
A new world of unspeakable adventures never before shown in a motion picture. Get ready for Kung Fury.
Get involved. Go to Kickstarter.com and search for Kung Fury to be a part of this project.
We have seen Kung Fury.
Kate, what did you think of Kung Fury? All 30 minutes of it.
I'm really, really surprised I did not hate that.
It's one of those movies. Like, there were about 3 points in that 30-minute time frame when I had to stop and just high-five you. Because there's certain times when things happen on a screen, they're just so awesome, you just need to high-five somebody. Like, I became momentarily a frat guy dude bro, and just needed to high-five something.
Yeah, it was a weird moment.
There were,
it was a weird couple of moments.
It's a weird 30 minutes.
It's a very weird 30 minutes.
So the premise, such as it is...
Yes.
...is... you have, oh god, what was the guy's name? Kung Fury. Yeah. So you have this cop, sort of, in the 80s.
Yeah.
I think it's established as 1985, but I just...
The year of the big boombox?
Yeah, very much so. And he's got samurai ninja powers?
Because he was...
Hit by a lightning bolt.
No, as he's chasing down a kung fu master...
His partner gets killed. He gets shocked by lightning.
Hit by lightning and bitten by radioactive cobras.
Oh, was that it? I thought it was just...
No, he's bitten by radioactive cobras as struck by lightning.
Oh, I just remember...
facing off against a kung fu master.
I just remember he got struck by lightning and then he hallucinated.
That's why cobras are his spirit animal.
Ah, okay.
Because he's bitten by radioactive cobras.
Oh, man, that's the big reveal at the end, though. Don't give too terribly much away.
Sorry.
So he hallucinates getting these kung fu powers. Instead of explaining to you the 30 minutes of movie and giving you a recap, because seriously, it's 30 minutes.
You can watch 30 minutes. This is very watchable.
It's an incredible... What did you think of your first comedic parody film, first of all?
It's not my first, but this is quite memorable.
Did you like the film? Just first blush, did you enjoy your the last 30 minutes of your life?
I really did. I can't help it. I can't help it. It's Triceracop.
I mean, Triceracop.
I really liked Triceracop.
The Kung Fuhrer. He fights Hitler, and he goes back in time, and there's machine gun wielding Viking vixens that ride Tyrannosaurus Rexes and face off against laser raptors.
He gets hacked back in time.
He gets hacked back in time riding, by Hacker Man.
By Hacker Man riding through a Tron-like universe on a keyboard.
I love that every character in this movie had their own, like, title. You know, like, their own, like, main title sequence.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, like, their own little animated, like, drawn-out title.
But he gets hacked too far.
He gets hacked too far. He goes back in time.
To fight the laser raptors.
Yeah, and there's these Viking vixens with machine guns.
With laser raptors.
They summon Thor, who is every old guy at your gym. I mean, the thing about that I loved about this movie is, one, it was only 30 minutes.
Yes.
This is definitely one of those. So I was looking up online. Kung Fury started out as a Kickstarter. Mm-hmm. It was originally the trailer that we played for you. It exceeded its target goal of 200,000. It didn't hit the feature film goal of 1,000,000, which I think is probably the best thing that could have happened to it. Because
if this movie was 5 to 10 minutes longer, it would be horrible.
Imagine it being an hour longer, and I would have...
You couldn't sustain it.
I would have absolutely run out of patience and enjoyment of this film.
But in 30 minutes.
30 minutes,
it
my...
It is just enough.
God, it is pure, unadulterated. If you were, like, an 80s child or a 90s child...
You will find enjoyment.
This is... There is an enjoyable bit of this film for you. I mean, it was giving
the glove,
me...
The Nintendo
It
glove.
Was... I mean, it was... If you were a Nintendo gamer, it was very much Mortal Kombat Sega Genesis. It was very Street Fighter. He was giving me all sorts of Ryu.
In a straightforward line. The bad guys come at me in a straightforward line. I hit them and keep progressing forward.
Absolutely. I mean, I was getting all of that. The ridiculous storyline. I mean, it, you know,
the
that
white
makes,
guy with the bandana.
You know, but then
who
there's
Kung Fu.
There's She-Ra. There's He-Man. There's Thundercats. There's Brave Star. There's what was that? Silverhawks. I mean, you got
bizarre.
All of this like bizarre.
An animated sequence.
When you go back,
with cobras on like
the laser jet skis.
Laser jet skis.
Yes.
And it proclaims itself as his spirit animal.
But the thing is, there's these shows and movies and stuff that we all claim to have loved when we were kids, that when you go back, you're like, what kind of acid trip were we on that this was... That...
It's all the high fructose corn syrup of the 80s and 90s.
First of all, many of those plots made no sense whatsoever. There was no plot, and I think that's the thing that redeems Kung Fury. It has... absolutely no plot.
But doesn't really try to.
It doesn't try to have a plot either.
It's not trying to make sense.
Right, which is where I think, like you were saying earlier, you'd seen Scream 3 and, you know, you didn't like it.
Scary Movie
3. Or Scary Movie 3, sorry.
Scream 3 is awesome.
No. So, Scary Movie, you saw Scary Movie 3, and by that time, like, they tried to have a plot, you know, there tries to be too much. I think keeping it in this sort of, you know... 30 minutes is a Saturday morning cartoon.
30 minutes is a Because Reasons episode.
Absolutely.
You
it
can
doesn't,
watch one of these.
It doesn't need to be longer than that. And if it was, it would ruin it.
Yes.
Literally every minute of this film is very watchable and incredibly enjoyable.
It's so bizarre.
It is.
It's, but in the way that most 80 movies were of just, what?
Right.
Where?
You know, when you watched an 80s Kung Fu movie, it's like... Why does this guy have fire powers now? He's flying. What is this?
And how's he related to that? How does he know that he's the master of what? Sure.
Right.
Sure. It's... Radioactive car powers. Great.
There you go. Okay. And I thoroughly enjoyed and would recommend this movie. It's on Netflix streaming. You can get it on YouTube, apparently.
It's very quick.
It's 30 minutes.
Which is a wonderful, wonderful feature. You can't highlight enough. It's quick, so you don't get bored or irritated with it, which is, I think, what helps.
I think this might very well be the first time that we have absolutely said that somebody's reasons
were valid.
Were completely valid.
It is. It's exactly what it claims to be. It is quick 80s cheese that's not trying to make
it. And it does give homage to, you know, I'm sitting there looking, I'm like, I've seen this movie.
I've played this video game.
I've seen this movie. And that's what good parody does. It takes the parts, the tropes, it sticks them all together, it makes fun of them, and then it goes beyond, you know? And
sometimes it goes beyond.
And sometimes it goes way too far, you know? That's when you get into Scary Movie 22, you know? But sometimes, you know, when you restrain it just enough, or you keep it just to this one thing, in this instance, it was restrained by time. It wasn't restrained by the scope.
But it helped.
But it definitely helped. The time limit helped.
To be fair, the lack of dialogue, like long stretches of dialogue, saved this movie.
There's not a lot of narrative. David Hasselhoff gives the obligatory Knight Rider reference.
That was a pretty great reference.
That's wonderful.
As he's the Hoff, like 9,000 in the guy's car.
Yeah, love it. Absolutely love it. The guy, Kung Fury himself, is a guy named David Sandberg. He wrote, directed, and starred in the film as Kung Fury.
Nice job.
This is like his only thing, too. So, David Sandberg, get more movie things, please. Make more moviness.
I would watch another 90-minute thing of this.
90 minutes?
Or 30 minutes.
I would not watch 90 minutes of Kung Fury.
I would watch three in a row of 30 minutes.
Sure. I would absolutely hope that David Sandberg makes another short film. I think this is exactly the kind of thing he should be doing.
Well, and it works perfectly as a parody because you can't really... It's sort of the problem you had with Monty Python.
Oh, God.
You can't sustain something for too long.
Right. It gets old. It's like, I get it. You're making fun.
I mean, Monty Python I could follow, but I could see if you're not into that type of humor, you couldn't sustain it. This was the same thing of, if you tried to draw it out and make a long-term kind of plot...
Right.
It would have gotten old really fast.
If I had to sit twice more through those 30 minutes... You know, if there had been some sort of kind of barely... I mean, like, you know, you take Monty Python and the Holy Grail. There was some barely there thread of plot that they tried to kind of hold on to.
Right.
And it did it in for me, personally, just because it just never went anywhere. And I think the good thing about this is that it knew when to stop, and it did. And those 30 minutes are perfection.
They are pretty good.
You're going to need to realize, though.
He helicopters above an army of Nazis by sticking, like, a dismembered arm onto a gun and twirling it.
Yeah, I mean, he has the typical, like, Mortal Kombat finishing move. He rips off a guy's head and takes the spine with it, but leaves the body. I mean, you know, there's laser raptors. There's
a slap fight between the giant gold Nazi eagle and a T-Rex.
Oh, there's Mighty Morphin Power Rangers references in there. I mean, you're definitely getting, like, some Zord action at the end.
So weird.
Hackerman is my spirit animal, first of all.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, how many kids sat there and, like, waved their hands at a keyboard, just kind of vaguely, like, I'm pretending to be a hacker now. You know, I saw this in a movie. Like, we all did that.
I refuse to admit to that.
I mean, it was pure enjoyment. And again, if you're like us, you were born in the 80s and raised in the 90s, or you were born in the 70s, raised in the 80s, you're gonna enjoy this 30 minutes of time.
Yes.
You're gonna have a good time. If you're into watching other things that might give you the same kind of feels, Mortal Kombat, I think 1 and 2 are both on Netflix streaming right now. They're terrible movies that are fun as heck to watch.
Not crazy about them, but again, I think it's that they're too long.
The first one's fun.
Well, they're not long.
No.
But
no. I think you're talking like 80 minutes for those movies, something like that. Anything else that you can think of on this?
I would just say going on YouTube and watching clips of old 80s early 90s kids shows, you get this feeling of, what's happening? He's got the magic power of what?
Right. I mean, this is going to make you want to go back and watch your He-Man, your She-Ra, your Silverhawks. I really want to play Nintendo now. And you're going to want to go, oh my god, the love story that it tells for the Nintendo Power Hand.
I love the Power Glove.
The Power Glove. Oh my god. Everybody wanted one of those.
They looked so cool.
And if you were one of the kids that had one, screw you.
We hate you.
I hate you. I wanted one. I wanted one so bad.
And never got one.
You're going to want to go and, like, get on eBay and buy a Sega Genesis and just hold it.
I feel the need to, like, make my hair bigger.
Yes.
And wear very angular earrings.
Yes. And denim jackets with tank tops.
Oh, and with little, like, safety pins and mirrors on the jacket.
Absolutely. Romy, your reasons are completely valid.
Thumbs up.
I 10 out of 10 would watch again.
Yes.
I think this is definitely one of those get together with your other like 80s, 90s friends and like, you know, go all out, wear your Bengals, listen to the Bengals.
Oh, I miss the Bengals.
And watch Kung Fury. I highly recommend David Sandberg. Please make another movie.
And again, stay within 30 minutes. Good work. No, excellent time frame for you.
Absolutely. Do not go beyond 30 minutes, ever.
But I would watch another 30 minutes.
I would totally watch anything. Whatever your next movie is, if I see that it's 30 minutes, you've got my money.
All right.
You've got my money. Were there any missed opportunities for you?
No. I mean, it's very quick. It's upbeat. It doesn't drag around with a lot of weird plot
explanation. Is it surprisingly upbeat?
It's surprisingly upbeat.
Oh, 10 things.
And also the special effects and animation weren't bad.
Perfect. I mean, well, they're intentionally, you know,
that VCR.
Well, no,
they're silly, but they're not like, oh, this guy clearly made this in his basement and doesn't know how to do any effects. Like,
the one thing
you look at him and think, yeah, that's, I watch that. I don't feel offended that it's that bad of animation.
I think the one thing that I kind of wanted that I didn't get is, you know, because when he's killing the Nazis in the gas masks, it's very, like, you know, Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter, you know, that...
And the weird horde of, like, Nazis in the background.
Right, it's that kind of eternal runner, you know, platform killer game, whatever. I kind of wanted, like, that setup for the boss fight for Hitler. Like, I wanted, like, Hitler to, like, come down and, like, okay, let's get it in this stupid, like, hand slap pose thing he does. And
I don't know, but I kind of liked the portrayal of Hitler when he's just like, he's like, hey, we could be buddies. I mean, I like red, you like red. And I like killing people, you clearly like killing people. It was just so
actual
weird.
Lines from the movie.
Actual lines
from the movie. Okay, guys, if you want to send us your guilty pleasures. If they're books, if they're movies, if they're short films on YouTube, please send them to us.
We will watch it.
Multimedia Redemption Podcast
here. Because we are coming up with Christmas.
Yes.
As a personal favor to me, dear listeners.
Please send her all of the Hallmark and Lifetime Christmas movies you
Lovely
can find.
Lovely listeners. See, Don and I are having a discussion about how some bizarre horror movies are considered Christmas time movies.
Oh, God.
Like The Shining. It's a Christmas movie.
Okay, here's
Die Hard Christmas
movies that are not Christmas
Child's
movies.
Child's Play is a Christmas
Die
movie.
Die Hard, not a Christmas movie. The Shining, not a Christmas movie. Okay. Child's Play, not a Christmas movie.
They're all Christmas movies. Send us your best Christmas, non-Christmas movies.
Okay,
that
fine.
We can review for you.
Fine. I will watch a non-Christmas Christmas movie.
They're so good.
Oh, Lord. Send those reasons to reasonscast@gmail.com.
Twitter at reasonscast.
You can always subscribe to the show, get the show notes. You know, if you're going, oh God, what was that crazy thing that they were talking about in episode 4? Go to bit.ly/reasonscast.
Or just go to facebook.com/becausereasonspodcast.
Absolutely. And make sure to subscribe, rate, comment, share the show on iTunes. We have a little bit.ly website for you, bit.ly/BRC iTunes, to make it easier. Or just go to iTunes and search for Because Reasons. We will pop right up. Thank you guys so much for the hundreds of likes on Facebook. It's been great, even though we've missed two shows.
Sorry.
Sorry. But we are about to go sit down and record the next show, so we're not going to miss the next one.
Woohoo!
Yay! get those emails in. Make sure to tweet at us on Twitter. Make sure to like, subscribe, and share the show. And until next time, remember, Schmendrick is with you.
And cobras and lightning in a combo will automatically make you awesome.